وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about different teachings of the Holy Quran about the human being, different dimensions, and like the dual nature of the human being, the physical and the spiritual aspect. We talked about it and we talked about different faculties and dimensions of the soul, the spiritual aspect of the human being. In the previous episodes, we talked about, we had a rather long discussion about different dimensions and qualities and conditions of the heart. We had interesting discussions about the emotions, the epistemological function of the heart, and the responsibility of the heart. And I think this is time for us to start another dimension of the soul, which is intellect. In the Holy Quran, and this is a very important discussion, the discussion of reason, al-aql, the concept of aql in the Holy Quran, as some people believe aql is the most important thing that separates us human beings from animals. And so when we talk about humanity, we should also talk about the aql, reason and intellect, and see what Quran, the Holy Quran, has to say about human intellect in the in different verses. So this is interesting to know that aql in the Holy Quran is has sometimes been put as the opposite of jahl. Now, jahl is sometimes translated as ignorance, but we should know that jahl in Arabic is also the opposite of aql, reason. So we can say jahl means foolishness. And the reason for this might be that a foolish person, the behavior and actions of a fool person is very much like the behavior and action of a person who doesn't know anything. Sometimes ignorance results in the same behavior than stupidity. So, but the two are different. One of them is lacking knowledge, the other is lacking a faculty of thinking. So this is important because in Arabic there is a saying, the تَعْرَفُ الْأَشْيَا بِأَثْدَادِهَا. When you want to know something, you want to see, you need to see what is the opposite of that thing. So when we want to see what aql is, you should see what jahl is. And to follow or to trace the concept of jahl in the Holy Quran. Also, another opposite of aql in the verses of the Holy Quran is safah. Safah means foolishness. Now, we have verses of the Holy Quran talking about this foolishness, and we go through some of them. So, safih, or a person, a fool person, a stupid person, according to the verses of Quran, sometimes a person who doesn't know the value of things. This is very important. Now, it's not all kinds of craziness or lacking intellect or insanity. No, safi is a kind of insanity, lacking reason, that is specifically about a person who does not know the value of things. We will have a break and we come back and I will try to explain it through an example.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. So we were talking about the concept of Safa in the Holy Quran because we were trying to understand Aql, reason. We said that the opposite of reason is foolishness in some verses of the Holy Quran. So through understanding the opposite, we try to understand the main concept, which is Aql. So we said that one specific definition, one specific notion of Safa is when a person does not know the value of things. Now, this verse is, وَلَا تُسُفَهَا أَمْوَالَكُمْ. Do not give your money to people who are safi, who are foolish. And this is a technical definition in jurisprudence for safi, for a stupid person. It's not all sorts of lacking reason. The example of a person who is safi, who is foolish, is a person, for example, if I give you a certain amount of money, for example, $10. And with the $10, if you know that this $10 is equal to that snack, okay, so you will not be fooled into a wrong deal. You can manage yourself in the market. But then if I give you $1,000 and then you go to the market, or let's assume there's a kid, for example, the child doesn't know the value of $1,000, and he goes there into the market, for example, grocery store, and then the person there says, okay, let me give you this snack and give me this papers. What's the use of these papers? But this is a snack. This is delicious. And the kid says, yes, this is a good deal. So you see, this is called the kid is not stupid in the way that we consider stupid, but Safa in the technical sense applies to that person, the person who does not know the value of things. Quran says those who commit sins, those who make a very bad deal, they are Safi. They don't know the value of things. They think they are selling their soul to dunya, to this life, to the pleasures of this life. And they, in return, they will have a big loss. They lose akhirah. They lose the eternal life. See, listen to this beautiful verse. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ. When they are told, believe, have faith, like the way people have faith. قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا. You see, this debate is as old as history, that atheists try to say you are the smartest people. We don't believe because you are smart. And nowadays you can see that. They take pride in the atheism because they think, okay, faith and these ideological systems, religions, they belong to the stupid people, and we are the smart, we are the educated, and that's why we don't believe. So Quran says, no, this is not something new. This existed throughout history. When they were told, believe like the way people have believed, they say, أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا. Should we believe like the way that the stupid and the foolish have believed? كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا. Quran says, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَا. Know that they are stupid in reality. The foolish are those who think that there's only one understanding and they don't even give the possibility and probability of an eternal life. This should be very concerning, that if there's an eternal life and you don't secure that, you don't guarantee that with a very easy step, then you will be in big loss. So we will talk about this fight over who is stupid and who is the smart choice according to the verses of the Holy Quran in the next episode, inshallah. Thank you very much for listening. And until next episode, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلى الله على محمد وعلى آل النبي.